Familiar ground by Greek Cloak on MDR, Scotland's premier station. Lee with you here right through till 8 on Phantom Power, and on the subject of Green Cloak, we just so happen to have a friend of the show, the gorgeous Kat McBride, here beside me in the studio. How are you doing, Kat?
I'm great, thanks, Lee.
You know, we've not talked in weeks. What, months even?
Months. You never call me.
Oh, well, I did share your picture on the Facebook this morning.
I'm flattered.
We have to talk business.
Oh, God.
Because ever since I told the listeners you were coming on the show, I've had people texting in saying, ask it about Doug, ask it about the new album. Is it fair to say...
There won't be a new album. Not as Green Cloak, anyway.
Now, I know you've said this in the past, but there were rumours of Green Cloak getting back together.
To be honest, I mean, if it was up to me, then yeah, we'd do a second album. But you know, we've got this amazing fan base, and it wouldn't be fair to them if, well, half the band isn't fully committed.
If we look back to just under 2 years ago, I mean, you guys had astonishing success. Your debut album, Cheese, reached number 4 in the UK album charts. You were nominated for the Mercury Prize.
Oh, it was amazing.
Something must have changed.
It's just... I don't think Doug and I are on the same page with where we want to go in music. I've always said our fans deserve the very best, and if we're not both fully committed...
Yeah, it has nothing to do with the record deal.
No.
There were rumours that Doug was unhappy with the cut Monkey Records were taking.
Oh, that's nonsense. Who even said that?
Well, you know, the internet is a source of colossal misinformation.
For me, it's about the music. I couldn't keep working with someone with no ambition, you know? I think we'd have had even more success with Cheese if Doug had been bothered to do the media work at the time. Every week he'd knock back shows and appearances. I had to go on Jules Holland myself.
You're telling me? Never mind Jules Holland. I can't get him on this show, for crying out loud.
Oh, well, I come on.
And you are better looking than him. I hope he's not listening. Kat McBride's with us this evening on Phantom Power. Just gone 7:25. We'll be right back after this from Our Smallest Adventures.
Did you hear that shite, Cheryl?
What's up?
Kat, on the wireless.
Oh, for Christ's sake, will you stop worrying about her? She's
I'm unambitious, apparently, which is the reason behind the split. Nothing to do with Monkey Records. Nothing to do with her having a habit the size of her fucking ego. Nothing to
and
do...
And that surprises you. Douglas, you know what she's like. Nobody believes a word she says.
I know what she's like. Most other people don't.
Stop winding yourself up. And since when did you listen to the radio anyway? The 40s phoned. They want their entertainment back.
Mum texts me to say Kat was on. She listens to it at work. Besides, Lee's meant to be a pal.
If you're that bothered, just ask to go on his show. Tell the truth.
Aye, right. You know I don't like talking about all that.
Well, forget about it then. Fancy making yourself useful and giving me a lift to work.
Again? Am I your brother or your taxi driver?
You can be both. But I need to leave in half an hour, if that's alright.
I'll probably phone Lee. Don't know what the fuck he's playing at.
I'll take that as a yes.
What? Oh, aye. No problem. Just give me a shout when you're ready. About time you passed your fucking driving test.
What was that?
Nothing. That'll be $44.95.
Stick it on my tab.
Hope there's plenty spew for you to clean up tonight. I think I'll come in and have 10 pints and block the kludgy with a huge...
Seriously, you need help.
Thanks, Douglas. You're the best brother in the world.
Dougie, my man! Can't say I wasn't expecting a wee call from you the day.
Aye, cheers, Lee. With friends like you, eh?
Doogie, all part of the job, you know? If the boss wants her on my show, then there's nothing I can do about it.
But you know she was talking shite. She signed that bloody contract without talking to me. She was the one that...
I know. Listen, I'm just about to head out for a quick jar. Fancy meeting me down at Smithy's?
I'm right outside. Just dropped Cheryl off.
All the more reason to go.
Fuck off. Nah, I can't be arsed with her. I'll go for a few at the line. I'd need to dump the car anyway.
Fine. I suppose a lift's out the question.
Brilliant. Let Kat slag me off to the whole of Scotland, then ask me to chauffeur you around Dundee.
Good man, Dougie. See you in five.
Should have made the fat bastard walk.
There you go, my man.
You forgot something.
Did I?
Where's my crisps?
Fuck off, I thought you were joking.
Joking?
Aye.
Joking? About wanting a packet of cheese and onion?
Aye.
Is that the level of humour you're surrounded by in the media world nowadays? No wonder they punted you for the BBC last year.
They didn't punt me, it was... Look, if you want crisps, I'll go back up. The queue's massive, though.
Doesn't matter, honestly. I'll get them when I'm up. Anyway... Cheers.
Cheers. So, about today. No hard feelings? I was thinking you could maybe come on next week and...
Forget it, Lee. I'm not getting involved.
You wouldn't be getting involved. Just tell everyone your side of the story.
Who gives a fuck about my side of the story? The brain-dead cunts that listen to your show and shows like it are only interested in hearing pathetic, attention-starved twats mouthing off. Doesn't it matter if it's true or no? Doesn't matter who's in the right or who's in the wrong, facts aren't an issue.
Doogie, mate. Kat's made a career out of mouthing off. No disrespect, like. How about a podcast?
Eh?
We do the interview anywhere, in your house if you want, and then I'll let you hear it. Take it anything you don't
Lee,
like.
Lee, what part of I'd rather be hit by a van than sit in front of a mic whilst you pretend to be Michael fucking Parkinson, do you not understand?
You know, Kat's a bitch, but she's got a point. You really need to brush up on your PR skills, not to mention your manners.
Well, thanks for your recommendations. Maybe you could get me a foot in the door at MDR, eh? Get me a wee show myself.
Well, I...
Text in now if you've ever been in a car. What's your favourite shape of teabag, square or round? Tell us and win two tickets to some pishy band I'm currently championing.
Yep. You're a real John Peel in the making, Dougie. If we record that as a demo, I'm sure...
Aye, right, you'll be using it on your show tomorrow.
Can't rule it out. Look, if you won't even talk about letting me help you get back at Kat, and then I'm not sure why you're so worked up. I mean, that's the only way you're going to... Hang on a minute, though.
What?
I think I've got the perfect fucking idea to bring her down a peg or two.
I'm listening. Is that...
Shh! Don't bloody broadcast it. Mushrooms. A mate of mine's picked them up for me on Monday down in Cooper. Fucking superb quality, by the way.
I don't see what...
It just so happens that Kat's back in her building tomorrow doing another interview. On DFM this time.
You're kidding?
Don't panic, don't panic. You see, should one or two of these find their way into Kat's tea, coffee or soup beforehand... I doubt she'll be saying much on air that could offend you.
Come on, Lee, you can't.
Just one or two, not enough to flip her out. Just scramble the mind a wee bit. Detach the tongue from the brain.
You'll get the bloody jail.
Nobody will find out. Trust me, just one or two.
If the shit hits the fan, it was nothing to do with me.
What's the worst that could happen?
Leave me alone! Go away! Get off me! Get off me!
What's the matter, Dad?
Hello?
Dougie, wee bit of a problem, eh? Could you maybe get down here, like, now?
Oh, for fuck's sake, what's happened?
Well, Kat's on the roof. She proper tripped out on air.
The roof?
Yeah, we tried to stop her, but she was running away from us, screaming. She thought we were...
Fuck my life.
You're all monsters! You won't get me, I'll fly away from here before you can get me!
Kat, come on down, love. It's okay.
Oh, God. We need to call the police. If she jumps somewhere...
You can't get the police involved. I mean,
they
it wouldn't be fair on Kat. I'm sure she'll...
Me.
Dougie, careful. She's threatening to jump.
I'll talk to her.
Be careful.
Cat? Cat? It's me. Come on down. You're all right. Come on.
Doug?
It's me, aye. Come on, let's get you down. You and your daft ideas for music videos.
It was awful. They were... I don't know what happened.
It's okay. You're fine. You're fine.
We'll be going on air in 5, guys.
Cheers.
Cool.
Oh, sorry.
No sweat. 5 minutes, guys.
Wonderful news, guys. I took a flight up from London the minute Kat called me. I'm... so glad you've both seen sense at last.
Aye, well, life's too short, eh?
You're damn right. Just wait till you get to my age. Kat, you are looking magnificent, darling.
Aw, thanks, Laurie.
Well, I suppose we better head through. We're about to...
Of course. On you go. You're trending on Twitter, you know. Can't keep anything secret for long these days.
Thank you. Welcome to The Goss. I'm your host, Zoe Sullivan, and you won't need me to point out that we've got two very special guests on the sofa this evening. That's right, it's Dundee's favourite musical son and daughter. They're no longer fighting like cat and dog, having officially reformed. Cat McBride and Dougie Baker. Green Cloak, ladies and gentlemen. Guys, back together after months of uncertainty and heading back to the studio to begin work on the follow-up to Cheese. You'll be glad to have everything sorted out at last.
Sorry, on you go.
No, it's fine. You go first.
We're looking to get back in the studio next month. We just need to sort out a few minor details, but it's all looking good.
And Kat, if you don't mind me asking, you were quite openly against ever reforming with Doug in the past. What changed your mind?
I think it was the opportunity to get on your show, Zoe.
Oh, how sweet. You see the influence we have on the Goss guys. Someone get me Morrissey's phone number.
In all seriousness, though, I just wanted to see Doug's face again. When he hears, live on air, that I stirred a dose of industrial strength laxatives into his water about 10 minutes ago.
You're obviously joking, though, aren't you? Oh, you're not joking. Oh, Christ.
Hello and welcome to the Phantom Power Podcast with me, Lee Power. And it's a special edition this week as we're joined by the ever-elusive Dundee musician, Dougie Baker.
Actually, could we do this another time? I've got a ring piece like a jalapeno.
We can stand up if you like.
Look, I just need to put some calamine lotion on and lie down.
Lying down? That's it. The In Bed with Lee Power Podcast. The listeners will love it.
Lee, get out.
I can get you horse laxatives, you know. My mate Frank's a vet. Cat will be on Steve Lamacq's show next week, apparently. If we were able to find someone there who...
Get out!
Why Cat and Doug Don't Get Along was written and produced by Matthew McLean of Yap Audio Production. Starring, in order of appearance, Robert Cudmore, Caitlin Snedden, Matthew McLean, Rebecca Venters, Jim Balfour and Leanne Blackwood. Music by Our Smallest Adventures, Kevin MacLeod of Incompetech and Ghost Order. Sound effects were created by Yap Audio, as well as resources gathered on freesound.org. For a full list of credits, go to yapaudio.co.uk.